Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Tune Game Podcast, this is episode 73. I'm one of your co-hosts, Nick, Retro Nick, and joining me tonight is Warren.
Hello.
Yeah, and Gaz, unfortunately, doesn't have any internet connection this week, so at least up to a week, so hopefully by next week we should have him back with us, but it'll just be me and Warren again, so we'll just have a little light chat and just go from there, I think.
Okay.
But I think the main thing to really mention is the first person on Xbox Live to reach 1 million achievement points.
Ooh, but...
Which is very impressive. I've got the article printed off here. It's, let's see. Cox, who goes by the username Stallion83. Hit the milestone late last night after finishing a game of Titanfall. This was posted on Thursday, March the 13th. So that is quite an achievement. And if we look at some of the history, he crossed the 500,000 points mark in October 2010. So it took him over 3 years to get to 1 million achievements.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whether you're someone who likes to get achievements or you're not really fussed about getting achievements and you just want to play the game, you've got to admit that is an impressive feat for one person to get since they started.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I guess, you know, when I was very interested in achievements, yeah, it was pretty fun, but I don't know, in 2009, I kind of lost interest when I realized I was playing a game just for achievements and I wasn't really having fun. So, you know, I mean, it's great. I mean, you know, I had friends who just got Xboxes and they saw that my score was like 20,000 points and they go, wow, yeah, 20,000 points, give me some points so I can buy some games. I'm like, what do you mean, give you some points to buy some games? I go, buy your own points. Like, you have 20,000. Like, no, that's gamer score. You don't get anything for having high gamer score. So, because people thought you can convert them into Microsoft points back then. I'm like, no, you can't do that. But, you know.
Well, and according to this article, it says he's been playing the Xbox for 8 years, 3 months, and 19 days before he reached 1 million achievement points.
Yeah.
So that is a long time. So unless you're willing to spend years of your life for the Xbox One or how long the 360 goes on for to reach that many, if not more, then you're going to put a lot of time in this to get games that have easy achievements to get.
Yeah, that's what some people do. I did that. I will say I did do that with Fusion Frenzy. I hate that game. I mean, they had like 3 games out of like 50 games that I liked. The rest of them gave me headaches. I couldn't, you know, and they're online. So some like guy goes, well, Warren, get Fusion Frenzy. We can get the easy achievements really quickly. You know, you can get a quick, I think it was 1,000 gamer score, something like that. And I said, okay. So I went and found a game for like $4 and some change. But that's by yourself. I was like, what? So I did, and I dumped that game because I finished it. The game was awful. I just don't understand. My nephew, that was one of the first games he bought for Xbox. I hated it because it had small graphics, you know. I mean, it can be fun, but it's not one of the games that I consider me playing to actually have fun. I'll play my nieces and nephews to entertain them, but as in for me having fun, it's not fun. But, I mean, I don't know. I wish I could. I want to be excited for the dude, but it's like if I ask him which games you thought were the best that you played, and he can't give me an answer, then it's kind of like he just wasted my time. I mean, that's how I look at it. You know, it sounds like either envy or jealousy. It's not. It's like you played all these games. Now, which games are good? You know, I don't remember that game. Like what? Okay.
Yeah, there probably are some great games he has played, but whether he can mention them off the top of his head, I mean, I'll be there, might be difficult to say. I mean, I'm still reading through his on score. He reached the last critical achievements in Titanfall, which is a recent Xbox One game that came out.
Right. Well, that's not right there, because if he got on Xbox One, then that's not correct to say on Xbox 360. I guess you need to see Xbox Live Gamer Score. I guess that's correct. What it should say.
I think that's what I did say, Xbox Live Gamer Score. Okay. So that's what it means in general, so for the 360 and the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Somebody let's see, and what else? Just mentions a few games on the Xbox One he plays to help finish off his score. Let me just one paragraph here. To give you a sense of exactly how crazy it is to net 1 million achievement points, consider that most Xbox 360 and Xbox One games max out at 1,000 points, which is more or less the average for some. Some have more, some have less, but let's say on average, we're talking about a minimum of roughly 1,000 games to reach the insane mark.
Yeah. Mhm.
So, yep, to get a million points, you need to play a game that has 1,000 points each, and that'd be 1,000 games minimum.
Yeah, well, it depends on, because there's some games that have zero achievements, so, and I played quite a few and got zero, like, now you got a zero achievement, Warren, I don't know, I turned the game on, turned it off, I forget what game it was a stupid achievement, but I got it, 0 points, and there's also Day One, that was a 0 point achievement also for Xbox One, so, yeah, he had to play, I haven't even looked at his profile, because I've seen some of the games he's played, but, you know. My friend at EA, he kind of does the same thing. I think him and him were racing a long time ago, back in 2008. But my friend works at EA, so he doesn't have much time to play. But the games he borrows from me, he clears those games in like one weekend. Like, what was that game? You're in the Movies. I've gotten maybe like 450 points off that game, and in one weekend he got every achievement. Basically, he cheated, but you know. He's not playing to have fun. He's just playing to get the achievements. And it was easy, and he did it. And I'm like, how'd you beat this version of the game? Oh, I just did jumping jacks. I'm like, that's not how you play the game. Like, well, it works. I'm like, well, yeah, that's true. You know, because I don't want to play that game. I just want achievements. I'm like, okay. So.
Yeah, so it says when he got to the three-quarters of a million gamer score mark, he really set on his goal of getting 1 million, saying he put 110% into it. So is it saying, it's not like I was casual the first 6.5 years, though. That entire run was so hardcore gaming, some hardcore gaming day in and out.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
And he's saying he's not sure what he's going to be doing next.
That's all up to him, so.
Yeah, but it looks like he'll still be playing games and trying to get achievements, so I think the next 8.5 years or so, we'll probably see the 2 million achievements score.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, let's hope he's still alive.
Yeah. Well, it's first one now, so if he does carry on, he'll probably be about 39, 40 when he can. If he gets to the next milestone of two million?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, some people want to, like you want, obviously it's not like a massive deal to him, but you do see it as a great achievement for someone who's put the time and effort into it. But, yeah, it's a great achievement to have, and, other than bragging rights, I'm not sure what else it can really be done.
Yeah. Yeah, he put the time in for it, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have one achievement on Two Human I need to get. It's not because I want the achievement. I want to visit that well that I have never visited before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a person to go into achievements, especially unless a simple achievement I can get sorted after is just one little thing, and then I get it. I mean, games like, I know I keep mentioning this game constantly, but just to bring it up again, Walking Dead is easy enough to get achievements. I mean, for the most part, it's just completing the episodes. Whereas before in 400 days, there's two things you need to do to get those last two achievements.
Yeah, I don't even play for achievements on that game. I play for experience. So,
yeah, so, I mean, it's not main thing being achievements. It's not like little something to show you've put this much time into a game, or you've managed to do this and to get managed to do this that other people might not be able to do. So, it's, I think it's at the end of the day, the achievement point thing is just to like reward you like some satisfaction you've been able to do something, or as the achievement name suggests, it rewards you for achieving something, such as completing the game or doing small tasks to get to the end point. So when you see that final achievement when you've completed the hard game, then you just feel relieved in the way you've actually, and you got the little confirmation when as the credits are about to scroll, or when you know the end of the game, that final little achievement pops up. I mean, it's the same as trophies on the PS3 and presumably the PS4 as well.
Yeah. I don't know. On PS4, PS3, I don't even care for achievements. I got some platinums and stuff. If you like, you get the platinum, what? I don't know. I just play games. I ain't playing for no achievements on that system because it's so, I hate, if I could turn rewards off or whatever those award things off, or trophies, I would. I don't care. I beat the game. That's all that matters. You know, I mean, that's how I am now. You know, I never, on Xbox, I was a little crazy for achievements, and people were like, wow, Warren, you need to calm down. Achievements aren't that important. And I was like, I'm going to get it. Watch this. You know, and I'll get the achievement. You know, it's no big deal. And sometimes I'll sit there and play the same level over and over and over again. Like, Crackdown, I was going big time to get achievements on that one. That was to me, first it was about achievements, but then the game became fun. And then next thing I know, achievements were like Easter eggs. And if I find all my orbs on top of the roof, I love it. Hey, I found somebody who's going to do the rooftop races with me, my friend Mac Fisto. And me and him sat there and played that game for maybe 2 weeks straight. We played for about 3 or 4 hours a day without even realizing it. You know, we play for a little bit and, you know, we get tired of each other and go off and do what we want. And want somebody to go, shoo, or say something. It's like, wait, are you still there? Like, yeah, you can't leave the game. You know, if you leave the game's gonna stop. But we never realized that. But, you know, I thought you hadn't left. Like, you know, the game will crash if I leave. You know, it's gonna close down if I leave. Like, yeah, that is right. And we'll just sit there and play. We play Rocket Tag and get, oh, look, I found some orbs. Like, okay, cool. You know, and that's why I said, don't go looking for the orbs. Just play the game and you'll find the majority of them. Trust me. You know, when you play Rocket Tag, you're running so fast that you don't even look where you're going, and you get on top of a building, and you actually, like, if I shoot you, and you fall off, you're like, look, orbs, and it's like, I never would think to look back there, exactly, and that's why I love Crackdown, because Crackdown was full of everything. Crackdown 2 was crap, but Crackdown 1 was great, and, you know, I got all achievements, and I reset the game every now and then just to play it, you know, it's fun, you know. But, you know, as long as you have fun doing it, that's all that matters. But
yeah, that's the main thing with games, as we constantly mention. Games are a fun form of media where you can interact with the world of the game. So I'm sure Stallion 83 did enjoy the games he played, but obviously had enjoyment from getting those achievements as well. Which is why he kept playing for 8 years, 3 months, and 19 days to get to where he is now.
Uh-huh.
Yep. But what's next for him? I don't know. I mean, whether he'll try and get to 2 million, or if he'll just relax a little bit and try and live life a bit, because he's 31, which is still young age, but at that age, you need to... There's still things you can do in the world, so go places, visit places, or just live life a little bit. Well, else to say, really? Not saying he's not living his life whatsoever, but because apparently his family have been and friends have been very supportive of him when he's trying to get the achievements.
Uh huh.
I know Gaz often works on achievements for Gears of War series, because he's often trying or trying to get like the highest possible level we can on each stage of the game, and also getting some of those hard to get achievements as well. So we works on quite a bit, and also gets some friends who play Gears of War to play with him on that.
Yeah, that's what I used to do too. You know, I used to play for achievements, but eventually I just stopped. Like I said, I don't know, something bit me when I realized I was playing the game. Like, Warren, why do you keep playing that dumb game over and over again? You're never going to get that achievement. And finally, I did get it, but actually, the time I put into it, it wasn't worth it. But, you know, it was fun for what it was before the achievements, and after that, you know, that's why I started playing a little more games and less, you know, I don't know, it's just, you know, I don't know. I'm not impressed by High Games 4 anymore. I'm not impressed. If I ask you a question about the game, you can't answer the question. What was the point? You know, I mean, that's how I look at it. You know, like when people ask me how I did on, like, Peggle, yeah, I can answer some questions on Peggle because I love Peggle. Yeah, I play Peggle not for achievements. Actually, I am playing Peggle on Xbox to get the last two achievements. I haven't been back to finish it off, though. I've beaten Peggle on both Xbox 360, PS3, DS. I'm about to be on iPod Touch. I'm about to be on iPod Touch, and I'm playing it on iPad. So that's how much I love Peggle. So, you know.
Yeah,
but, you know, congratulations. You know, congratulations to Mr. Man, and enjoy his
Starting 83.
Yeah. So, you know, enjoy it. You know.
Yep, I'm sure he will, and a lot. I'm guessing a lot of people will be trying to add him as a friend on Xbox Live for years to come.
Yeah, you probably block him. Yeah, that's what I usually do. I have some of my friends that need to block him now because he's a jerk. But you know, he's a friend of a person that I care for. But
yeah, it's just one of them end of the day. So congrats to Stan H3, aka Cox, and hopefully he enjoys it, and hopefully he'll go. Go up from here, or whatever he decides to do, whether it's to get to 2 million, or whether it decides to do other things as well. But, yeah, I mean, not sure if there's any records for anyone on the PlayStation Network, but if you probably look it up, they might be able to find something on someone who's got so much percentage or a certain level on their trophy score, or however it works on there, because I do have a PlayStation Network account, but it's more about the percentage really, as opposed to like getting all the achievements. So it's not like an achievement score; it's more like a level, and you get percentage. So the more games you completely, the higher percentage rate is, or works somewhere like that, I think. But I'm just trying to think if there's anything else to mention about it. I think we covered that quite well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. I wish we'd had some more like data on like what games did he actually complete. You know, some of the harder games that you know they're hard, like 99 Nights, or you know, what games did he play? You know, because you can make, because people who do this, they always pick some of the easier games that are fast to get. You know, like some games you do it just right, you can get all achievements in about 20 minutes. All of them.
Yeah.
Like, what? Because there was a game that someone had like that, where you just go in one corner and just do all the buttons all at one time, and you unlock achievement right behind each other. Clunk, 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 clunk. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. But,
Yeah, it doesn't mention any difficult games, or nothing like Dark Souls or anything like that.
I bet it wouldn't.
Yeah, so I'm guessing might be some of the easy games, or some of the games that achievements are fairly easy to come by. I'd presume anyway, but some of the games you recently played, such as Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Power Star Golf, Crimson Dragon, PopCap, Peggle 2, Plants vs. Zombie, Garden Warfare, Forza 5, and finishing off with Titanfall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but Outside of that, it doesn't mention anything else, so... So, it's just a quick clue, congrats. Yeah, congrats for getting 1 million achievement points, and hopefully you can achieve other things as well.
Alright.
Yep, and... I mean, that... I don't know what else to say, really. was any news recently want to mention more?
Actually, there is some small news. What was it? Here, give me one moment, and I pull that stuff up really quick. What was it? Cause someone just said released a new game or something like that. Well, a website. Well, this is part of the small news. Some website. Well, RetroMagazine.com. Actually, it's a link on their site. They have a engine that allows you to program for Sega Genesis. It's basic, and it's a free download. I can give you the links for it if you want to put it anywhere on the thing there. But actually, you're in the group, and you should have saw that earlier this week. But I looked at it. I never downloaded it. But it allows you to program for Sega Genesis and Sega CD and 32X. So that means if you want to play around and learn some basic programming, there you go. You know, that's something you can get in with.
Sounds aggressive, actually.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, if you're into, you want to program your own game. Other, I don't know if this is good news or bad news. The PS4 is going to be going up in price in Canada. It's going up in by console. It's going to be $50 more expensive, and accessories and games go up by $5. And that's in Canada. In Canada, I don't know why, but they are increasing the price on it.
It's not very good marketing.
I'm not sure why they're doing it, because actually somebody from Australia, they say a PS4 costs $1,500. That's U.S. American. I'm not sure how many pounds that is. That's what, maybe like 1,200 pounds, I guess. But or 1,300. I'm sorry, 13. But yeah, so that's kind of crazy. This isn't real news because this game has already been out, but it was free a few days ago. I think I sent you. I don't know if I sent you a thing for it.
Mud something, wasn't it?
Todd, Mutant Todd.
Yeah,
Mutant Todd, he was free, but no, Crazy Taxi was also free on the 15th, which was yesterday. I don't think I sent you that, because I thought it was only for iPad, I think. But I shared it just because it was Crazy Taxi, and then everybody else started sharing it, so I was like, y'all know this game has been out since, like, last year, right? You know, but it was free, so why not? And it is fun. And I think that's really it for news. I think I'm missing something. I'm sorry. One last thing, Nintendo news. For some reason, I don't really use my Club Nintendo that much, because, like, I'll buy games and forget that I know it sounds bad. I'll buy a game for Nintendo, forget to add it into my collection, and I'll get there just in time to get the points just before they turn them off. But the Club Nintendo, I'm not sure if you use your coins and stuff that you get when you buy games. You can earn stuff.
Yeah. I've got a few cool little fit things, actually. I think the last thing I got was a DS get game, which had a few Game & Watch games in it, so it was exclusive to Club Nintendo. So
okay, yeah.
I used some points to get that, and I've got some points I could still add, really, but I think the only problem with doing that is the process takes quite a while. It takes a good 5-10 minutes just to put in the information for one game, because you have to fill out a survey. Every time, it's just like, can I just enter the points and then just like buy what I want? But you have to do this survey.
Yeah, I only did it once, and I got like some cards or something. I think the Kid Icarus cards, and I gave them to my friend. but they're gonna be cutting off Club Nintendo in North America. They're gonna remove post play surveys. So, you know, if you got, you know, take away the coins and for Wii and DS games. So, you know, if you buy, like me, I do get a lot of DS games. Granted, they're not brand new, so therefore, I don't think they count. But yeah, so that's kind of a little bad news for some people like me and other people. I mean, it's not really a big deal until I realize what I could have gotten from buying that. I don't know why they're shutting that stuff off. I mean, I guess sales are down or something. It's not worth it. But they really need to get their system organized. Because this should never go away. That should never go away. Maybe in like 2017, maybe 15, 16 or so, but not right now while, you know, you need to get these sales of these games. So, you know, that's like saying, hey, don't buy these games anymore, you know, kind of, in a way. But if the game is fun, you know, buy it. But that's the only Nintendo, that's the only news I have that's out. I feel like I'm missing something. I can't talk about the PlayStation because they had an update. I don't go into PlayStation Store anymore ever since the latest update from 2000, I think, before The Walking Dead came out. Once they did that, I was done with it.
So. Yeah. Just have a look on Club Nintendo in for Europe here, and got some premium Mario playing cards for 3,000 star points. We've got a few pouches, a couple of notebooks, which are pretty cool, but nothing that's hot. Nothing you couldn't get anywhere else, or custom design yourself if you wanted to.
Right.
But the one cool thing I do see is a Game & Watch ball. So I think it's like original or remake.
Uh-huh.
So just a bit of details on this one. Looks interesting, actually. Might be worth saving points up for. The first title, the Game & Watch series, has been reproduced exclusively for Club Nintendo members. This unit is a faithful reproduction of Nintendo's first handheld gaming system, originally released in Japan in 1980. So, for mere 7,500 points, you can get yourself a reproduction Game & Watch game.
Oh, you got that? You got the actual Game & Watch reproduction of it?
Well, this is what's available on the Club Nintendo catalogue.
Oh, okay.
So that's for 7,500 star points, and it's all yours. Which, if you can buy enough games or get enough points on there, then that'd be pretty cool to have. A couple of charging stations, which is nothing special. Relaxation set for Princess Peach and Luigi, whatever that is. I think it's just have a look at the Luigi one. The super set includes a blanket case, an eye mask in deep blue. Okay, so I think it's like something you can use if you go on fights or anything, or if you go out and about anywhere.
Uh-huh.
There's a few foam wall stickers or foam wall pieces for Mario characters, and one Legend of Zelda one. And for some reason there's a Nintendo DS accessory case pink. I think that's the only one on there for some reason. What else? There's the soundtrack for Super Mario Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
A couple of key rings, cloth, a few Nintendo point cards, so if you'd rather just put the points to buy more Nintendo games, then you can always do that. And anything else? That seems pretty much it, really. So I'd say there's a handful of those. I think the Game & Watch one especially is pretty cool, so if you save enough points for that, that'd be great to order one of those. But yeah, I think that's all the main news about Club Nintendo. Is anything else, Warren?
Nope, that was it. I covered everything that I was aware of.
Okay, well, the only thing I need to mention or should mention is for anyone who's played Walking Dead Season 2 Episode 2, at the end, get your credit song, and I believe currently it's free. I'm not sure if it's still free, but it's called In the Pines.
Uh-huh.
Which is a pretty cool song. I mean, I can play a little bit now for you if you like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you sent me a link on that. Yeah, I haven't visited it yet.
Yeah, so you could download it for free, so it doesn't cost anything. So, I mean, if you like the song in the credits, because I think it's a really fitting song for what happens in the game and who you're playing as. So I think that's pretty... pretty cool, so I'll just play a little bit. Hopefully you can hear it okay. Little girl,
Don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines where the sun never shines. We'll shiver the whole night through.
And that's just the first 30 seconds of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Oh, that sounds a little down.
Well, it's The Walking Dead, so it's supposed to be upbeat, but yeah.
Well, when, let me see, what was it? When it goes off, they have an upbeat thing. So, kind of like, you know, next week, or next episode, you know.
Yeah.
Like I did part one.
Yeah, but, yes, I mean, it's a cool song itself, so if you like this, it should be free to download. I think it's... Let's see where the link is. I might post this on the Facebook group. It's... the website's telltalegames.bandcamp.com, so you should be able to find it to download for free. I think that's a site where people can share the music for the download.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so... Yeah, I think that's the only news mine to mention. So, anything else to mention before we go on to what we've been playing recently?
No. I know I feel like I'm missing something, but... I want to say I'm missing something. Not Titanfall.
Titanfall got released on Friday. I mean, that's the only thing to mention, but yeah.
Yeah, and Demon's Souls 2 also, so... That was also released.
And I think Yoshi's Island for the 3DS?
Yeah, someone sent me a link to that, because he got an email with a funky GIF in it, and he was trying to send it to me, but he didn't... I got the email, too, but I don't check my email on my PC anymore, so... I didn't get to see the animated GIF. So, but yeah. I think that's really it. Ouya had some news, too, but I'm sorry. I've forgotten what it was. I don't know, did I mention that last time? They released a new console. Well, another company released a new console. And basically, and there's going to be Ouya. It's called, they have a name for it, but I call it Ouya Anywhere. So if you have access to Android or whatever, you may access your Ouya account and then play the games on whatever device you're on. Like if you're on a tablet or on this new device, it downloads your stuff for you.
I think you did mention that last week. I'm pretty sure you did mention that you could be played on different platforms. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's right. Because you asked me if they had the iOS app. Because the first thing I thought of too, I was like, they got iOS, yay! But yeah. So. But no, that's it for me.
Okay. Well, we'll move on to what we've been playing recently. I mean, this episode is going to be short, guys. But there's not much to talk about this week. But hopefully, when Gaz comes back, like I said, we should have more to talk about. So, so what I've been playing, a bit more of GTA 5 on the PS3, which is still fun. I'm looking at the scene, because there is like a little market thing, so when you do certain missions, the market prices go up or down depending on what your actions do. So I'm going to see if I can use that a little trick to actually get some of the more expensive stuff to earn money quicker, or earn more money so I can buy some of the properties, because they're quite expensive, some of them, so unless you're really good with the market, the stock markets and everything, then it's going to be difficult to earn money in the game or earn enough to do what you want. Because I think the golf club is about $150 million in the game. So that's a lot of money to spend, and it's hard to earn. Earn anywhere near that, so if you earn 10%, but that's without going into the whole game about what it does. But if you invest in the stock markets in the right places and then sell it when it goes up, then you can make quite a bit of money on it. There's a bit of strategy, but I've got to look at that properly, see how best to do it. Or I've got a strategy guide actually, so I'll have a look through that and see if it says. But yeah, I've been playing that a bit more Animal Crossing. Because I only played so often. It's been a week since I played it, and when I played it, Isabel got worried because she hadn't seen me in a week. But yes, it's still a fun game when I pick it up. So it's still developing my town up a bit more. So rebuilding the bridge because I moved the bridge to another location because two were quite close together. So I thought, might as well move it further down the river so we've got easy access anywhere in the town. Yeah. The one thing I would complain about how it's structured with making new projects or building houses or whatever is that it's not very easy to lay it out because you need space between things. So if there's trees in the way, you have to chop the trees down, or if the game does it automatically, or if there's other buildings in the way, then it's difficult or to place it. So I think the placing system needs to be worked on for any future Animal Crossing games. So it's sort of like a grid system, perhaps might be easier rather than just like trying to estimate where to put something. So if you want to put a bridge or want to put the cafe somewhere or anything like that, you need to keep moving around slightly to get to that position you want to get to. And even after, if there's anything else you want to add, it's difficult to add something there because of how it limits you on the amount of space you can use. So I think it's like you need like a space or two apart. So I think there is a grid system in there, but it's not visible to the player. So it's obviously something they work out. So they put houses in particular areas and trees in particular areas and so on and so forth. So do you understand what I mean, Warren? Or
say again?
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not familiar with that. At least I can't think of it. I mean, you have more detail.
Because you know how if you build something or plant something or anything like that fit in Animal Crossing New Leaf.
I haven't planted any. I don't think I've ever planted with like trees, and that's it. I mean, yeah, I've never even planted flowers yet. I have seeds, but I haven't planted them yet. I just transport them. Like when I go on fishing trips, the contest, I'll snatch a few flowers I've never seen before and just bring them back. That's all I do.
Yeah, it's just like the general placement because you have to sort of guess where things can go. So if you've got a project like to build a bridge somewhere in the town, then it has to be, if you want it in a certain place, you have to move Isabel slightly to actually get to the location you want to have that bit of building or structure. You can't just have a grid system where...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So in a game like Minecraft, where you can build anything anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah.
Whereas Animal Crossing, it's limited and it's not so visible where you can place things. So it's like Tetris, but without actually seeing how long the Tetris pieces are, if that makes sense. But it probably doesn't, but...
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of some of the Japanese users. Oh my gosh, they make their own patterns and make sidewalks and stuff. And I'm like, wow.
There's a lot of creativity that goes on, so you could, I mean, not as much as Minecraft, but in Animal Crossing, there is a certain amount of customization you can do, so, yeah. I think I was working on a path at one point, but I haven't got around to doing it, because, again, the placement system's difficult, because if you want to place something on the ground, like a picture or something, it's difficult to do in the exact location, because it usually just sort of randomly goes wherever it wants to.
Yeah,
which can be annoying sometimes. So in future Animal Crossing games, if there's a placement where you can take an item or take a plant or tree or building and put it where you want by having a grid system, then hopefully it'll be easy in future titles. But that's the only complaint real complaint I have with the game I can think of, but. But outside of Animal Crossing and GTA 5, a few iPhone games, still playing Star Wars 2 Angry Birds. Not much more to say, because I'm still still waiting to see when the next level is going to be released, if they ever do. I don't know, because of Disney owning the rights now and LucasArts out of business. So I don't know if it's still being supported or not.
Uh huh.
I mean, it's still saying new levels will be available soon from episode 2, but I mean, when is a different quick question, but yes, it's still fun to play. But other than that, trying to think, is there anything else? Tiny bit of Minecraft, but I think that's really about it. So, fortunately, I haven't had much chance to play much this week, but that's the way it goes sometimes. So, what about you, Ant?
What I've been playing, actually, I got curious and I got a free game actually on iPad for called Order Up. For some reason, I've had a I don't know. Something came over me and said, "One, did they make a PS Move game where you flip burgers or pancakes?" Actually, I said pancakes because I was thinking about pancakes because it was Pancake Week or something like last week. And so I went online and looked up a PS Move cooking game, and you know, Cooking Mama. I wasn't a big fan of that, so I was like, I don't want to play that. But then I saw a thing called Order Up, and I saw this game when it first came out, but the way they advertised it, it didn't seem like it was all that fun. Well, I was looking at it on PS3, because that's PS Move, and I was like, oh, cool, and it was only $9. But I said, wait a minute, does it have an online play? Nah, I didn't have online play. So I looked on iPad, and they had it on iPad, so I said, let me get it. And actually, it's pretty fun, and I enjoy it. So I've been playing Order Up a little bit. I haven't played today. I think I didn't play yesterday, because it's a microtransaction game, so you can do certain things to earn coins and stuff, because you have to hire people to work for you, and after their time is up, they leave, unless you pay them more, and you get silver and gold coins. As you know, gold is worth more than silver. You know, to keep somebody there for 5 days may cost, like, you know, 500 silver coins, but for gold, it's only one coin. So it's pretty fun. I try to play a little bit of what's that one game? I haven't been playing Kingdom Rush, but Battleheart. I've been playing that. I'm on the last level, but that last boss is so freaking hard. So I got to level up my characters. I also played I played some Gex on PS3, even though I wouldn't play it on 3DO. I played it on PS3. I don't like the control, because like, to me it feels like there's a little bit of lag in between the PS3 controller and the console. But the same issue I had with the PS1 version of Gex, that's the same thing. It's like a little bit of lag on 3DO. It works just fine. I also played, I was playing something on I forget what it was. Ninja. Oh my gosh, I had posted it. Ninja Cats. It's a Ninja Cats game, and it looks really senior. Okay, it's Ninja Hero Cats on Ouya. It's Android, so you should be able to look it up. But it's a really fun game, and it was free, and the guy wants you to give him feedback. But it's a free game, and that's kind of the reason why I looked at it, but I wasn't going to download it. But after I saw the graphics, it looks kind of like Toe Jam and Earl meets, I don't know, a little bit of Zelda meets Legend of Mystical Ninja. And I was like saying, you know what, I don't like tiny graphics, but you know what, I like this. And these little cats, you basically push the controller to guide them, and they auto-fight, so they kind of like beat up the stuff that you push them on. And it's really funny, you know, it's really fun. I enjoy it. It's like really fun. And then on 3DS, of course, I played Pushmo. I'm back in playing that. I'm on a level that's so hard that it's breaking my brain. I'm probably going to have to look up the answer online if they have an answer for it. It's a giant dinosaur, which you think I would love, but I've been playing that same level now for about 3 months, 4 months now. I also played a little bit of Animal Crossing as usual. And I think last but least, I played a little bit of Gargoyle's Quest. I didn't get far. I stopped. So, and that's it for me on my game playing.
Good stuff. So on to what I've been watching recently. Watched episode 13 of The Walking Dead. Yeah, but I believe the next one's been shown tonight, but obviously it'll be later your time one, which means I'll probably be in bed at when it's showing, so I'll probably have to watch it episode 40 tomorrow. But yep, still enjoying The Walking Dead because I mentioned it so much on here. And I've also been watching, I've watched the first episode of Sherlock Holmes, the recent TV series.
Oh, okay. How are you liking that? Yeah, I've heard about it, but I've never watched it.
It's pretty good, actually. I mean, I was surprised because it was almost a threat, I had to watch it sort of thing, but not a proper threat, but you get what I mean. It's just generally saying I had to watch it, so I did watch the first episode. It took me a while to find the first episode to watch, but I managed to watch it, and yeah, it's really good, really hot, very, very impressive. It's well acted by two main actors.
Okay.
Who coincidentally, there's two main actors who play Sherlock and Dr. Watson, also star in the Hobbit series, in the Hobbit films, as Bilbo and Smaug.
Okay.
So that's an interesting comparison, but yeah. Sure. And yeah, it's very impressive. I mean, there's only got 3 episodes per season, I think. So I think this is one of the shows that have gone for quality over quantity. I'm not saying any TV shows that with lots of episodes are bad, but it definitely seems like they're focusing more on just having a few episodes that are very well written, rather than just having spread them out. So yeah, and hopefully after this I'll be watching the second episode. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've been watching. Again, one of the weeks I've been busy doing this and that, but nothing else I've been watching that's worth mentioning off the top of my head, but yeah, I think that's about it really. So again, one of those weeks I haven't played much, I haven't watched much, but over to you, one.
Well, of course, I've been watching Netflix. I'm still watching Supernatural, so I'm enjoying that. I've been flip-flopping back and forth between that and, oh my gosh. So I have to actually look to see what I'm looking at because I flip-flop. I'm actually, see, at bedtime, I try to watch cartoons like, you know, My Gym Partner's a Monkey, and actually got, what's this called? Camp Laszlo. I watched that. Let's see. I'm just going to look and see what I see, what I've been watching. Because I kind of jump around a little bit sometimes. I haven't watched The Arrow. I'm not going to watch that for a while. It might be pulled before I watch it. But I was watching what the heck is My Strange Addiction? I didn't watch that. Futurama. They have the newest season out, which is, what season is this? Season 8. I'm slowly watching that while I go to bed. There's also, I picked up Continuum. I start watching that again. And I watched this one thing called, what was it called? Iron Man, Rise of the Techno somethings. The Rise of the Technovore. I watched that, but I don't remember if I finished watching it all. Oh, yes, right. Oh, yeah, I did. That movie, that was crazy. This kid had, he learned how to turn biomass and living metal, well, living stuff and combine it with metal. It was really interesting. Very interesting. Sad, but good at the same time. Also watched something called The Next Avengers, Heroes of Tomorrow. It's where they're little kids, where all our Avengers have been basically killed and they're being hidden to rise up against that Ultron. I don't know if you know who Ultron is. He's a robot who actually improves himself and decided, hey, if I'm going to protect the human race, I need to kill it. And it becomes very, very powerful, so you can't stop him. That's a good show. It was really good. Cause you get to see Thor's daughter. And she's very much like her father and a lot more foolish. But she learns. I don't want to say she learns. I'll just stop at that. Outside of that, I haven't been watching much of anything else. I watched, as of movies, as of yesterday, I watched 12 Years a Slave, and, you know, that was, it was good. It was a good movie. It was good. You know, it's based on a diary of a guy who actually lived it, so I don't see how people can compare this being, quote-unquote, a movie when it's real life, and, you know, other movies, they're fake, and they get awards, and it's like, wow. But I don't see how this can be glorified, you know, what he went through, you know. But it was a good movie, all in all. It was good. And I want to say that's it, besides Helix, that I watch on TV, but that's it. But I will say I'll be back watching Bones as of tomorrow, because now it's back on Monday nights. Okay.
Okay, cool. Yep, so I'm guessing that leads us to our highlights of the week. So any highlights for you, want?
The highlights of my week, actually, the highlight today, I finally got to go use my equipment out on an actual real soccer field, even though, you know, I can go around the corner to the guys, but I don't think they want me taking their pictures or anything, you know, because this is something to put on the internet. But I went with my friend today, and I went to her house, like, actually last, not this past Thursday, but Thursday before last Thursday, and made a video, her son doing a few tricks for soccer, because he plays soccer. I love soccer, and, you know, I want to revamp my personal website so I can get some more clients, because people, for some reason, don't believe when they look at my website that, yes, I did do that. That's my work. It's not stolen from anyone else. It's my work. So, you know, I'm just trying to revamp everything, you know, that's all.
Okay.
And that's my highlight. It was great. Today was a great day. I'm a little tired, but, you know, I'm good. But next week is going to be the highlight, the MegaCon. But I'll talk to you about that.
Oh, well, sounds good. I've got a fair few highlights, so I'll just list them off. First of all, I've had an Instagram account for a bit, but I've decided to actually start uploading photos to Instagram, so I'm using that now. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at Mr. Retronic.
Uh-huh.
So I'm posting photos or pictures every now and then, so I'm trying to do it like daily if I can, as often as I feel like uploading something that's relevant or something that's good for people to look at or view. So that's the first highlight. What was the second highlight? I had it in my head a second ago. The second highlight I can't really talk about too much at the moment, because it's something I'll be doing in the next couple of weeks. But hopefully, in 2 weeks' time, I'll be able to talk about that highlight. Or my experiences. So, but again, when that happens, I'll mention it. But at the moment, I can't say too much at the moment. So, and the third highlight is you may be shocked about this. I'm not sure, but I got a pretty big pickup the other day, and that is, wait for it, the Xbox One Titanfall bundle.
Oh, you did? You got it?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Have you played with it?
That's the thing. I haven't played it yet, but it is. I've got it in the box. I haven't had a chance to actually set it up yet, but.
What made you jump out to get that so fast? I mean, I guess because it was a good deal.
Yeah, it was a good deal, because overall, I think it's a better deal than what the PS4 is doing at the minute, because over here it's price is dropped by £30. It's about $40-$50, so. Not a significant amount, but it's a more tempting offer.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I saw it. I was looking at that. I was like saying, I want to go get it for my friend, but I don't know. I mean, I can see him playing it, and he will enjoy it, but after, like, 2 months, he won't be playing it. He'll be back on his Xbox 360. So, I mean.
Yeah, so overall, because the Titanfall bundle includes a download title of Titanfall, so you can download it straight to Xbox One. So, I mean, I would prefer to have a disc copy, but again, I can always pick up a disc copy later on if I need one. But just it's handy to have. So the price that's included in the bundle, because I think on its own, the Xbox One would be £400, which is just under $500, I think.
Yeah, he is right on. I think, well, over here, I think it was like $4.49, if I'm not mistaken. It was okay because it was a bundle, and that's the only reason why I accepted that, you know. But they had like three or four bundles. They had this one thing with a gamer pass and everything. They want like $800. I like, you're out of your mind. That's Best Buy here, so.
Yeah, so it's overall, I think it's a better deal because you're getting the console, you're getting a game, and you're getting the Kinect as well, whereas with the PlayStation 4 camera, it will cost you, you have to buy separately, and it's only like, over here it's only like a £50 difference between getting the Xbox One and the PS4, so, but overall, I think the Xbox One has a little bit more in its, out of the box without having to buy anything else, so that was the main reason for picking up an Oso, because Gaz has got an Xbox One as well, so I can play with him online. So I think he's got Titanfall as well, so that's one game I can play with him, so we'll get some other games.
Yeah.
And if you ever get an Xbox One, we'll be playing that together at some point.
Yeah, I'll say look for me in 2016.
Oh, wait, I'll leave a space for my friend list till then. More into that way.
Yeah, this yeah. Mm-hmm. Did they even increase the friend list on Xbox One?
I believe they have for the Xbox One, but I haven't really looked at it. But
yeah, I mean, my friends they have it, but I did a tour of the Xbox One and I wasn't too impressed with that either, the interface or anything. And I think I asked that. I mean, I already told them what I wanted, but if they don't give me what I want, I'm not going to come over. I mean, I tell everybody else, you know, have your fun. Don't worry about me. I'm having fun with my 3DS. I'm having fun with my Neo Geo. Oh, I'm sorry. My highlight of the week was we're cleaning the house up on Wednesday, and my roommate, I don't think I told you about this. I'm sorry. I just thought about this when you were saying that. But really, my highlight of the week was Wednesday. We cleaned up the house. My roommate's brothers were coming over to visit. And he goes, as I'm walking by him, you know, because I clean up some other stuff, he goes, I put your tapes in the other room there. And, you know, and I'm like, tapes? What do you mean tapes? You know, this is your tapes. I have them in this box. And I looked at the box, and I was like, okay, whatever. So yeah, the box I had for Nala for her to get on the, you know, because Nala likes to get on the bed. When she was a puppy, she couldn't get on the bed. And once she could, he just kicked the box under his bed. And, you know, because I would never go in his room. And I go in the room, and the light is shining, like, you know, because we have the in the other room over there, I have it where it's kind of dark, and the sunlight, it barely gets through, but I can see through the silhouette. And the light hit the stack of what he was talking about. I went in, and I just started crying, because This has been since 2011, November 2011. We were cleaning up back then, and that's when I was working and, you know, trying to get things lined up. So I had two boxes out, one for junk and one for good stuff. Well, he took the boxes and they just, but I assumed he took them and threw them away. So I thought the games were gone, just gone. Three of my favorite games just gone on Neo Geo AES. To get those games back would cost $200 a pop. Well, when I saw that silhouette, I knew exactly what they were. I knew exactly what they were, because that's the last thing I remember seeing before I put them in the box. And I just started crying. I was so happy that my copy of Sunrise Showdown, my copy of Magician Lord, and my copy of Wario's Jet 2 were now back in my possession. He had put them in that box for support. And actually, he was going to throw the box out. He said, I just happened to look in there. I saw your tapes in there, and I took them out. And actually, he had other games in there, too, from PS1 that I forgot. He only had the cases. And had one of my TurboGrafx games in there too, Ninja Spirits. And I thought I bought that game, but you know, I was like, okay, because I have a few games I haven't had a catalog made up yet. And I was just, that was my highlight. I'm sorry, I just had to share that because I thought it was like, I was trying to say how I'm happy I have my Neo Geo. I can play my games that I actually enjoy. I'm actually enjoying them. I don't need anyone to tell me, hey, that game is great. Oh no, that game sucks. These are games I enjoy. So like I said, when 2016 comes around, if Xbox One has something or PS4 has something for me, I'll be there. But until they show me something worthy of my time, I'm not going to play. And people get offended when I say that, but I'm sorry. Titanfall, if I want to play something like Titanfall, I'm going to play Lost Planet. That's why I play Lost Planet Colonies Edition, because I enjoy that game, and I don't play that game that often anyway, so therefore Titanfall has nothing for me, you know. But anybody else, I say enjoy it, love it, enjoy it.
If you fake enjoy it, trust me, you won't be playing it after 2 months. So, you know, and I'm just, and that's the problem with a lot of people that are faking joining these games, and then all of a sudden the sales aren't where they're supposed to be at, because guess what? They really didn't like that game. They only played it because their friend was playing it, you know, which is not like Nintendo. Nintendo, you bought your own copy. So, but yeah, so that was my highlight. Sorry. Oh.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you got them back on.
Yes, I'm so happy. I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's a happy note to end it on. So, overall, good episode. Just a slight hiccup, but nothing too serious. So, and like I said, hopefully Gaz will be back with us next week. So, hopefully we'll have a bit more to talk about next time. But as always, Warren, thanks for being on.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. And to everyone else, thank you very much for listening. And until next time, we will see you later. Take care and good night.
Have a good one. Roger, roger.
Over and out.